Welcome to the Indian Newslink podcast series Coffee with Kamil by Kamil Lakshman.
Welcome to Coffee with Kamil. March 8 is dedicated as International Women's Day, mainly celebrating the Rights of Women movement and showcasing where things have got to. When this movement started, there was a lot of unfairness towards women. Women were not considered to be equal partners. And that has been the strive to get equality in this relationship at organizational level, in the private sector, in the public sector, in terms of work, but more so in the private domain, how a woman is conceived. Is she the homemaker? Is she the childbearer? Or is she the income earner? Well, these roles have all become a little bit blurred, and the issues that instigated the movement have somehow moved on. And that is a general statement, because in some parts of the world, the issues are very pertinent, and those struggles are very pertinent. But what are the issues in a country like New Zealand, in a country which is westernized, and a country where, on the face of it, things seem to be pretty accessible? The woman of the day, the woman of the time. It's really complex to dissect exactly where things stand out. It's fluid. One cannot come up with a generalization of what success means to a woman. Because if you were to focus on that and to look at that in the total spectrum of issues and things that a woman faces through her lifetime is immense. The best way I probably, and still it'll be very difficult, to look at all of this is to look at timeline. If we were to look, presumably a lifespan is up to about, not 100, but for the purposes of today, we'll break it into four stages. 0 to 25, 25 to 50, 55 to 75, and 75 to 100. Now, with exceptions, when one reaches 75, the issues are that of illness, of loneliness, of survival, of avoiding mental deterioration, physical deterioration. There's a stage of closing down. It's a stage of shutting up. So there are some that are very, very involved even at that stage. But for the purposes of today, that category in terms of women's issue is a completely different conversation. So really then, what are we talking about? Are we talking about 0 to 25? When a woman is being conditioned and then sets out in life to do what then becomes her path in life. As a young child, as a young girl, what is the conditioning that we are getting? Well, that will depend on your household, where you have been born into, the religion, the faith, the ethnicity, the conditioning of your parents and how they in turn transfer those conditioning to you, the school you go to, the people you associate with, or your family you associate with, the friends you acquire as you go along. And by the time you are 16, 17, 18, thereabouts, you sort of decide on a career path. Or some life takes its own toll, so to speak, and it steers you in a completely direction from what your intentions were or what you thought you wanted. So there's little clarity other than the fact that it's what you want to study and what you'd like to achieve. And this is very much determined by the stories you've been hearing. Television, for example, the programs you've been watching, the role models you have acquired, something that sparks an interest in you. It's those kind of things that one is preoccupied with. And if you were to go down the academia road, then it would be what degree you need to want to do. And then when you get exposed and you are in a academic environment, then that is when you get exposed to the real world out there. But even then, you are still sheltered because life is still idealistic. It's still about what you're going to acquire, the belief that you are the same as your male counterpart. In fact, you're probably better because you've been taught all kinds of things and you have none of this. You're bold. You are, you can conquer the world. The world is an oyster. You can do whatever you like. And that's the messaging that girls and females are being told these days. Whereas for males, young males, there seems to be an identity issue. How far is it appropriate to be a male, a young male in this environment? So there are issues facing that, and that's a big conversation. So let's not go there. And focus just on the females in this age bracket. Once it has been decided and you have decided for yourself what it is you want to do, you do it, and then you enter either the workforce or you settle down. But again, that depends on the fork in your life. However, generally speaking, whatever I'm saying is general because it may not be applicable to some, but applicable to others. You then go down the path, a career path, where you start entering an organization. Very rarely do people start their own business, but some do. But the issues are very similar in the sense that it's about achievement. It's about progress. It's about success. It's about making a name for yourself. Finding your little patch and maneuvering through the many obstacles that life throws your way. So in this day and age, that seems to be the theme with the modern woman, the professional woman, to make a mark on the organizational scene before she can start the other aspect of womanhood, the one that in the traditional sense was the main purpose, which was to find a life partner, in most cases get married, buy a house, have children, not necessarily in that order, and become financially secure. But that seems not to be the aim. Or even though it may be the aim, it doesn't happen in that order or in any other order. There seems to be a delay. Now, that in itself can spark its own list of issues. Issues to do with motherhood. Whether I've got enough money, if I were to become pregnant and have a child, would I be able to survive? So then the issues from 25 to 50, which to me is the real challenge for women, is the issue. This 25 to 50, 55 appears to be the stage in a woman's life that is crucial. This is where the scene for how you end up at 75 seems to be where things either go right or either go wrong. And it is so important at this point in time to be mindful of the messaging in your own mind and the stories that you've been told and that you are driving, that is a driving force for you towards whatever it is you want to achieve. So there are so many competing pressures at this stage, because you have to do well in your organization. The biological clock is ticking away. You're the only one between the two, the male and the female, that can give birth. So there's that added pressure of motherhood, or sometimes finding a life partner, because you've been so focused on what you're doing. That whole life partner thing has happened, has broken up, and then you have to find somebody else. And it's just one thing or the other that seems to be not going how you thought it will be going. And before you know it, if you haven't found somebody, the ship has sailed, so to speak. And then you have to find other options to do what you want to do. There's nothing right or wrong about it, but it's just how it is. There's no judgment here. It's more to do with the issues facing women in this age bracket, in this time, in this age. And it is not easy. It's not easy at all. Somehow I think the messaging is a little bit all over the place. And for women in this age bracket, it is pretty confusing. It's a bit mixed up in terms of it's almost as if you have to be a superwoman. You have to do this, and you have to be that, and you have to be that, and you have to be with that. Imagine the pressure that our young women are under. The amount of self-analysis, self-diagnosis. Am I doing this right? Should I be doing this? Should I not be doing this? So the psychological, emotional pressures, no wonder therapists have to be used. No wonder medication has to be used. Well, has the pendulum swung too far? I think this is a real issue. I think we need to pause, have a look at what's going on, and whether all this pressure that we are putting on our young woman is worth it. Because when you reach that 55 to 75, you realize that what's the point of it all? What have I achieved? And I made so much money. I did all this stuff. So what? Does that make you a better person? Does it make you happier? Does it make you more content? Well, it is time for that kind of reflection, I think, that is needed in this space. And if that how you were between 25 to 50 or 55, after which you tend to become more sort of settled and seem to have a better perspective on really that whole issue of what does it matter, what really matters, and what does happiness really mean, then, and you have the luxury of that because you've been through your 25 to 55 years, maybe that foresight or hindsight would be quite useful to share with our ladies of our woman of 25 to 55. It may allow a more relaxed approach to life and a more happy coexisting with the general, without putting pressures on oneself and nobody else's. Just the messaging puts that kind of pressure on a woman. Go easy, I say, go easy. Think, not all about that. Good luck. And may the Woman's Day help you reflect on where you are in your life. And is that making you happy? Or do you want to be somewhere else? Will that make you happy? But just be happy. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Indian Newslink podcast series, Coffee with Kamil by Kamil Lakshman.